This article is entitled Remembering the Story But Forgetting the Happening. When I was a young girl, my mother and I would sit on my grandmother's front porch and transition vegetables from the garden to the refrigerator. So while husking the corn, snapping the green beans, and shelling the peas, I heard the family stories told and retold. After grandmother died, the stories were continued, even though the happening was no longer a reality for the storytellers. Through the years, little details began to change in the stories, so by the time I told them to my children, they probably didn't even resemble the truth of what happened. Doubtless, we are all a little guilty of embellishing a story to make it more entertaining or to make our part appear better. However, the further the telling slides from the true happening, the less value it energetically holds. Fantasy is fine if the main goal is entertainment. But if the goal is to pay forward the energy of the happening, then you become a sharer instead of just a storyteller. If you would listen to yourself as you retell a story, a great deal would be discovered. So ask yourself, how do I share? Do I tell a story simply to entertain, or do I tell a story to share who I truly am in that story? And even if the story didn't happen to you, if you're telling it, you should become part of it. If you're sharing the energy of the happening through your story, then you are gifting the listener. And even if you were not part of the original script, you can still be true to the integrity of the energy of a happening by sharing honestly what it means to you. Personally, I prefer to know a person rather than just hear their stories. So I have tried to develop a listening style that makes it safe for a person to be honest about who they were in a happening. Sometimes I ask very direct questions, or sometimes I just ask how they feel about that, to get them more to an honest place rather than just to be entertaining. This opens a window that lets in the refreshing air of realness. I can then walk away with a full heart, because I have had something to join with, rather than just walk away with more information. When you share stories where everyone's part in the happening is valued, you are paying respect to the participants as well as the listeners. And while embellishing the truth for entertainment is fine, if done in the sense of play, it is never good to dishonor one's true intent. With a focus of authenticity in your sharing and listening, the retelling of stories can become an important interactive tool, since it is realness that opens heart doors to let others enter. I had a session this week where I told a story that was very real for me, and I did it as a way of sharing who I was. And one of the people in the class said, "That's like a parable." And maybe we can think of our stories as parables because they hold the truth of who we are. So what did it bring up for you, Bob? Any questions? Any comments?
Well, I had a recent event where a story from my past had come up, and it was a story of a terrifying storm when we were out on a sailboat and being trained. And as I'd been retelling the story, I realized after hearing this how I made some people the good guys and some people the bad guys, and I made myself and others look good and competent and proficient and, you know, good in a bad situation. When truth be told, I didn't really share the fact that we were terrified we were all going to die and that the whole thing was going to fall apart. And so I really hadn't put myself in it. I just kind of propped up my ego by saying, you know, these are things
to do. We did this wondrous thing.
Yeah. And it did happen that way. But, you know, at the same time, I never even mentioned what the heart qualities were behind it. So in hearing you tell your stories, even from your youth, they always have a lesson of some sort behind them. And it's wonderful to hear. And I thought, well, I need some work on this. Before I tell that story, I want to pause to see what are those energies behind it.
Yeah. Who am I in this story so that you can share who I am?
Yeah.
not am I a good person, a bad person, an upset person, or a happy person, but what is my heart offering your heart to join? If we don't make that connect, they're just words. Mm-hmm. And we have enough words that fill our space that we don't need to add to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.